With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
Hello, and welcome to With Heart and Voice. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'll be your host for the next hour of listening to wonderful sacred choral and organ music. Thanks for joining me. In the church calendar, February 2nd marks the presentation of Jesus in the temple. Candlemas, as it's also known, comes at the midpoint between the winter solstice and spring equinox, and thus light is a central focus. On today's program, we'll explore choral and organ music for Candlemas, including works by Gabrielli, Eckhard, Vaughan Williams, Craig Phillips, and others. We'll begin with organ music improvised by Jerry Hancock at the Cathedral of St. Joseph in Hartford, Connecticut. It comes from a disc of improvisations inspired by the spectacular stained glass windows in that enormous space. Dr. Hancock improvises on the window titled, "The Coming of the Savior, the Light of the World."
Thank you.
Jerry Hancock improvised The Coming of the Savior, The Light of the World, based on a window at the Cathedral of St. Joseph in Hartford, Connecticut. As we mark the presentation of Jesus in the temple, it seems appropriate to set the stage as we continue with the hymn, Of the Father's Love Begotten, with tune from the 11th century and words from even earlier in the 4th century. The choir of All Saints Church Beverly Hills sings, led by Thomas Foster. Craig Phillips plays the organ. Of the Father's Love Begotten, with the last stanza arranged by David Wilcox, was sung by the choir of All Saints Episcopal Church in Beverly Hills, California. Thomas Foster directed. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The simple yet beautiful motet by Johannes Eckard depicting Mary's visit to the temple and the encounter with the aged Simeon is next. When to the Temple Mary Went is written for six voices and presents two stanzas. The first ends with Simeon's recognition of Christ as the light of the world, and the second depicts our reward in heaven should we follow Simeon's example. The choir of St. Edmundsbury Cathedral sings under the direction of James Thomas. The motet "When to the Temple Mary Went" by 16th century composer Johannes Eckard was sung by the choir of St. Edmundsbury Cathedral. James Thomas directed. The Great Service by William Byrd consists of English settings of the canticles for matins and evensong, along with a Kyrie and Creed, consistent with the elements of those offices as devised by Thomas Cranmer in the mid-16th century. This amazing music, however, was virtually unknown until its rediscovery in manuscripts housed at Durham Cathedral in 1922, almost 350 years after its supposed composition. From the Great Service, we'll hear the Nunc Dimittis, or Song of Simeon, as performed by the choir of Westminster Abbey. James O'Donnell directs.
Glory be to the Father.
James O'Donnell led the choir of Westminster Abbey in the Nunc Dimittis from The Great Service by William Byrd. A lovely text by John Keble from the early 19th century finds a perfect setting in the short anthem by Walford Davies, "Blessed are the pure in heart." John Scott leads the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. "Blessed are the pure in heart," as set by Sir Henry Walford Davies, was sung by the choir of St. Paul's Cathedral, London. John Scott directed. As we celebrate Candlemas, we continue with music of Sir Edward Elgar. His anthem, "Light of the World," comes from a larger work, his first oratorio, "The Light of Life," which was composed for the Worcester Three Choirs Festival in 1896. "Light of the World" is the concluding chorus of that work, written in a confident G major. Christopher Robinson leads the choir of St. John's College, Cambridge. Jonathan Vaughan plays the organ.
Thank you.
The choir of St. John's College, Cambridge sang Light of the World by Edward Elgar. Christopher Robinson conducted, accompanied by Jonathan Vaughn. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. An early Baroque setting of the Nunc Dimittis' Next from music that the great Giovanni Gabrieli composed in the polychoral style of music for San Marco and Venice. A consortium of performers can be heard in this recording made in the Basilica of San Marco 50 years ago. We hear the Greg Smith Singers with the Texas Boys Choir, the Edward Tarr Brass Ensemble, and the Gabrieli consort La Fenice. Vittorio Negri conducts. Nunc Dimittis by Giovanni Gabrieli was performed by the Greg Smith Singers with the Texas Boys Choir. Vittorio Negri conducted. Ray Fun Williams' tender setting of The Blessed Son of God comes from his larger cantata, Hodie. It sets words of Miles Coverdale after a text by Martin Luther. We'll hear the Tudor Choir perform under the direction of Doug Fullington.
Thank you.
The Tudor Choir sang The Blessed Son of God from Hodier by Ralph Vaughan Williams. We move now to a beautiful a cappella setting of the Nunc Dimittis in B-flat by Sir Charles Wood, written in six parts and dating from the early 20th century. This is music from the grand tradition of Anglican choral music. Paul Trepte leads the choir of Ely Cathedral in this performance. Nunc Dimittis in B-flat by Sir Charles Wood was sung by the choir of Ely Cathedral, Paul Trepte conducting. Greg Jaspers is well known as a composer and arranger, especially in the field of vocal jazz. After a stint as a professional musician in Los Angeles, he's taken up a faculty position at Western Michigan University as assistant professor of vocal jazz. His choral work, Light, is next, performed by the Morning Choir of the Fourth Presbyterian Church of Chicago. John Scherer conducts.
Thank you.
Light by Greg Jaspers was sung by the Morning Choir of the Fourth Presbyterian Church of Chicago, led by John Shearer. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. A wonderful contemporary setting of the Nunc Dimittis is next, written by Craig Phillips and set for choir, organ, brass, and percussion. The steady pulse of the organ and timpani call to mind the long life of Simeon, and the piece builds in one long crescendo. Dale Ottleman leads the cathedral choir of the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta in Lord, You Now Have Set Your Servant Free by Craig Phillips.
Thank you.
Lord, You Now Have Set Your Servant Free by Craig Phillips was performed by the choir of the Cathedral of St. Philip in Atlanta. Dale Ottelman conducted with David Fishburne at the organ. J.S. Bach's Ebullient Prelude and Fugue in G Major, BWV 541, brims with life and vitality. Masaki Suzuki plays the organ of the Shoin Chapel, Kobe, Japan.
Thank you.
Masaki Suzuki played the effervescent Prelude and Fugue in G major by J.S. Bach. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music for Candlemas and the presentation of Jesus at the Temple. I hope you've enjoyed the music I've chosen and found it to be meaningful. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. This program is available on the web at withheartandvoice.org, and we're on social media. Like us on Facebook or follow at @WHeartAndVoice on Twitter. If you'd like to write, you can send email to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.